out your bed.
Good morning, good morning.
Don't be asleep, shit.
Good morning, good morning.
Are you ready to go about this pancake thing?
I've been ready since we got on.
Well, you know, like, all right, let's go.
All right, miss. Since it's like that, let's go.
I mean,
hey, I'm Art.
This is Connie, and this is the Get Up Team podcast with Art Connie.
That's right. What do we got going today, Connie?
Well, thanks everyone for joining us. Today we're going to talk about our favorite, one of our favorite, like, breakfast foods. It's pancakes. I think there's a lot of cultures that do pancakes, and so we're just going to talk about this debate between thick or thin. And so we were just looking at this article that talks about, like, thick pancakes, savory pancakes, sweet pancakes, crepes, pancakes. Like, I think there's, like, a bunch of different kinds. I don't know. But Art thought that this was, like, a stupid article. So he was like, what are we talking about? And I was like, well, I mean, I don't know. I think it's a thing. Like, I like super thin pancakes. But I also have been trying out different ways. Like, we put it in the rice cooker and steamed them. We put them in the oven and baked them. So there was, like, all kind of ways you can make pancakes these days. So.
Well, I think the person that clicks on this podcast and once they see the title, however we titled it, they obviously are into pancakes too. So welcome. Welcome, you pancake lover, you. Huh?
Or breakfast in general.
Yeah, maybe they're just breakfast fiends and want to know everything they can know about all the breakfast foods. They're like, what do Art and Connie have to say about one of my favorites, pancakes? I just looked at it at first and was just like, you know, how are you going to fill up an episode about pancakes? I think that was fair. But if you're on this episode, you do care. So we're going to give you, the pancake or breakfast lover, a show. Fuck that. We are going to Art and Connify this thing. Art and Connie, that shit is what we say on these walls. So let's bring it up. You found a random article called The Pancake Debate, Thick or Thin, by Princess Papo. And I think this is from some Ghanaian. It's called MYWEKU Tastes, myweku tastes.com. Pancake Debate, Thick or Thin. And Princess Papo comes in hot. She says, no need to pick a side. Keep calm. Eat a pancake, okay? I'll admit it. It is probably easier for me to remain neutral on this one, especially being raised in Ghana, where the texture of the pancake never really matters so long as it made my taste buds happy. I have, however, had the pleasure of having French-style crepe pancakes on the beautiful shores of St. Malo in France. Oh, and I remember thinking it was the best food I tasted that summer.
I mean, I've been to France, and it's one of the main things. Like, I mean, it's kind of touristy, I think, sometimes when you go to these crepe shops, but I love going to Paris and having crepes. I love crepes in general. So I like them, but even when I do regular pancakes, when I cook them at home, I add, like, extra water or milk in there so they're kind of thin and they spread out, and I like it where the edges get a little crunchy. Because, like, you know, you either put a butter or oil in the pan, you fry that, and it gets a little crispy on the edges, but it's thin. I like that. I don't like those thick, fluffy pancakes like that. Although I have had German-style pancakes, which are also, they're kind of fluffy, but I think they're baked. But those were amazing. So I don't know. It's, do you make pancakes?
Do I make pancakes? You're asking me? Do I make pancakes?
Yeah.
Yes, I make pancakes. I make pancakes.
And how do you make them? Are they thick? Are they thin?
Listen, they're crepes or they're pancakes.
Small. Are you making crepes or are you making pancakes?
There we go. So that's where I want to just get back to. Like I said, we're trying to make this whole thing an entertainment and actual choice here about pancakes. It says the pancake debate, thick or thin. That's what we're talking about, pancakes. Pancakes and crepes to me are two different things. You are in a world of crepe. You don't fuck with pancakes, obviously. You don't have any thoughts of eating a pancake. whatever you're trying to call a pancake is a crepe, and it is a completely different beast. A French pancake? No. It's just a pancake in my brain. So when you start going to Crepesville, it's thin and it's
on the pancakes. It's not a crepe. Like, you can make thin pancakes that are not crepes and thick pancakes.
Listen, there's a that would be too thick for you. A thin pancake would still be too thick for you because you're making a crepe. The way you're describing
it. Crepes.
Yes, you are. What are you doing?
Crepes. I'm making pancakes because a crepe, you spread it out with the thing on a thin sheet, but I'm not making crepes. I'm just making pancakes.
He puts water and milk and makes it super watery so that it's super thin. And she just doesn't want to do the extra work of spreading it out, but it's going to be super duper 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 thin. And it's fine because you know what? It says here in the article that most European pancakes fall under the crepe category because they are bigger, thinner, and probably require a bit more skill than American pancakes. Oh. But that's where I'm having the issue because I'm like, no, a pancake is a friggin' pancake and a crepe is a crepe. So am I doing what I do? I make friggin' pancakes. IHOP level pancakes.
Fluffy?
They're pancakes. They're fluffy. Yes, they're buttermilk pancakes. And they're stacked one on another. And they're butter. And they got syrup dripping down like the commercials. That's what a pancake is for Americans. All this French shit, all this European shit is Crepesville to me. And we need to just make sure that
That's fine. Thin pancakes. Crepes, but there's thick and thin pancakes, even in the U.S.
Thin pancakes are anorexic and not right. And that's what you
make.
Oh,
yeah.
You
call it I like them. I like those thin, like thin pancakes. I just don't like all that dough. Like,
yeah, mine isn't super thick. I have some people that add cinnamon into their pancakes.
Huh?
I like a regular pancake, not super thick like a cake, no. Just a regular IHOP thick pancake. Just regular. You get it, you hold the batter down 1002, 1003, 1000, let it run out. No, I mean, I'm just saying, like, when you start getting too thin, you go into Crepesville. But for you.
No, but they're not crepes. They're still pancakes. It's still fluffy-ish, but they're just not thick fluffy. They're thin fluffy.
And the Ville of Crepesville.
And then there's these German style pancakes where they actually bake them in a pan.
Yeah, I don't want a fluffy ass. Yeah.
I think these are good though. I've had those. They're pretty good.
Yeah, I don't want it that fluffy, if you want to know. So when I say thick or thin, I'm going to lean on the thicker side, but it's going to be a normal pancake that you would see on TV pancakes. And in this article, they say they could bore you with all the scientific facts and go on about how gluten molecules become active when liquid ingredients such as milk and egg are added, causing the plastic and elastic feel of the batter, or could simply tell you that the main difference between crepes and pancakes is the rising agent, the baking powder, and the liquid to flour ratio in the batter preparation. So you win with that. You say the only difference between the crepe and the pancake are this. I just make it thin. What? I was saying you win in that debate. I said that the only difference is the liquid to flour ratio.
Yeah, but then crepes are different than just regular pancakes because you have this tool that spreads it out and makes it like ultra paper thin. And with pancakes, you just pour them in the pan and then you let them cook. So like when I'm talking about pancakes that I make, I just pour it in the pan and I let them cook, but I add some extra liquid into the batter so that it spreads out more. But I don't have a tool to like spread it out like a crepe, which is like, you know, the crepe, you spread it out over a thin metal disc and it's extra thin. You have a little tool for it. But I do like crepes, but I also like thinner pancakes because I think those fluffy ones are a little bit too, I don't know, it's just too fluffy dough. There's just too much batter. But this one is also talking about there's a difference between these savory crepes and these sweet crepes. So they have like some picture of this quote unquote Dutch pancake that has all this bacon and cheese like in it. And then they have this American style version that is just with berries and caramel and syrup and stuff. So I've never had, I haven't had a savory pancake. I've had savory crepes before, but not savory pancakes. And, oh, but then there's also like these Japanese crepes that are like French crepes, but they're crispier. Those are those are good. So I don't know if you can get like that version. When I lived in San Francisco, they had a place in Japantown that made these crepes, and they would fold it up and they'd give it to you in like a little cone shape, and they were like crispy crepes.
I don't know. I get talking and you come in with the other angle. I'm just like, I just wanted you to finish it so that I can get the which.
What are you trying to say?
Are you trying to say that you like the crepes better than pancakes? I don't know.
I'm not a big pancake fan in general. So I'm just like, okay. But I think if I eat them, I like to make them thin.
But then you brought up this other thing about...
Too much dough. All right, so what about you? Is it a thing? Did you grow up eating pancakes? We used to have them every Sunday. It was like my family Sunday morning breakfast. It was like pancakes. Once in a while it was waffles. Once in a while it was French toast. But that was like our Sunday thing that was like with our family. So I think it was like something that we only did like once a week, like on Sundays. It was our Sunday ritual. The rest of the week it was like oatmeal, fried rice, leftovers. But Sunday was like the day where our whole family had breakfast together and we like made this whole thing. So, So it was like special Sunday mornings, you know, where we're making pancakes, even though I wasn't like a big pancake fan, but I like them. But I think I really like waffles better or French toast, but I don't know. Maybe I just like making them at home because it's like family.
Oh, okay.
Family time.
Family time is good.
So anyways, that's our whole discussion on pancakes.
I was trying to let you, every time I was trying to ask you a question about the savory versus sweet, we already did that show, you know, but you kind of segued into this with the pancake point. And you said that, and I didn't understand what that point was. You're just saying that there's different types of pancakes preparations that are savory.
Well, I think the main difference, like we were talking about American style pancakes and whether you like thick or thin, but the article talked about like there's all of these different varieties of pancakes that different cultures are making. So what was your savory or sweet question?
You asked me a bunch of questions. You said you were gonna ask me, did I grow up eating pancakes? I didn't get a chance to answer that. Yes, I did. It was just an Aunt Jemima box stuff. It wasn't homemade from scratch batter or anything like that. I didn't like blueberries or bananas and none of that shit added on there. Just some Aunt Jemima syrup, Aunt Jemima pancake batter mix. But we also did waffles, were probably more Eggo waffles in the toaster type deal when I was growing up. We didn't have we did have a waffle maker, but that's not how it went down. We just did Eggo waffles. And then my mom made a hella great French toast batter. So that was the special thing with the French toast. So I thought that was my favorite thing from her was her French toast, because she did her own thing. It wasn't out of the box like the pancake. It was more just like mama made the batter, French toast dipping in the bread. Well, she did it off of Wonder Bread. My mom did it off of Wonder Bread, not that Texas toast shit. I didn't know about the Texas toast level of French toast until I was much older.
Toast, what is that?
It's a thicker cut of bread. And That's what most French toast, when you go to restaurants, is a thicker cut, usually. Not that super thin Wonder Bread shit. But my mom was like, I didn't have a special bread just for friggin' French toast. So the same bread you use to make a bologna sandwich is the same bread we're going to use to your damn French toast. And you're going to like it because my batter is made with love. And I was like, yeah, mama, I want it. It's good. Like Eddie Murphy used to talk about Wonder Bread, when you had Wonder Bread for the McDonald's. He's like, mama, I want McDonald's. And she's like, well, you ain't got to go to McDonald's. I can make a cheeseburger at the house. But mama, McDonald's don't put green peppers in their burger. And McDonald's don't have Wonder Bread turning pink with all the juice running down. That's not how McDonald's is, Mama. I want McDonald's. She's like, yeah, no, this is better than McDonald's, Eddie. Mama make this. She use Wonder Bread for cheese toast, peanut butter jelly, grilled cheese, peanut butter jelly, bologna sandwiches, and French toast. All of it's coming from the same loaf. Forget about it. So we went there for that thing that you're talking about with your family, as far as that big gathering. It was a French toast day that was the most festive. And the pancake stuff was like, whatever. It was out of the box and it did what it did. Later I learned you could put a little cinnamon in there that adds a little flavor to the batter. Why don't you mix the batter, a little cinnamon.
Oh, just a little. The pancake batter? Oh, I never did that. My brother used to put like bananas in the batter. I'm not right. I kind of like blueberries in the batter, but yeah, we used to have bananas in the batter. That was a thing.
So I'm gonna just say that Connie thinks that they're thin and they're better that way. I'm like, thick is maybe a stretch, but you know, probably that's more of a pancake to me when it actually has a little thickness to it, and butter it up and syrup it up. I think that that wins. I think that anytime you start to go into thin, you go into crepe feel. It might not be a crepe by design, but it's crepe veal. That's why I put veal, because crepes veal doesn't actually lead you to the town square with the mayor's office of Crepe Town. No, but you can go on Fifth Avenue in Crepes veal and probably get one of your damn pancakes, quote unquote pancakes. Your pancakes live in crepe veal. That's my point.
No, I don't think people make the kind of pancakes I like to. There's crepes, which is not that. And then there's most people make fluffy pancakes.
Yeah, your pancakes live in Crepeville, right on the city limits.
And it's like something I gotta make at home.
Yeah, so you stick with your thin, whatever you want to call them, pancakes. I'm going to call them Crepeville adjacent. And we're just going to say that if you clicked on this podcast, we hope we gave you any information that's worth a shit. If not, it was just our goddamn opinions about what the heck kind of pancakes we like. And you can take that to the bank and swallow it down like a pill. You can't talk about pancakes for an hour. Just can't.
We're only going to talk for half an hour.
All right. Well, there we go.
Thanks, everyone.
I'm Art.
This is Connie, and this is the Get Up Team podcast. And eat sunshine for breakfast.
Eat some sunshine for breakfast. Yeah, don't be a sleep sheep. Get a shirt. Go with the gut and get one.